Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing with Siyata Dishmaya, our series of Shi'urim on the mitzvah of Zechiras Maisa Amalek, Moira Rabbeisai, Ma'omar Ma'aseper. Anachnu kvar lamadnu arba'a Shi'urim. Hadvarim hayu marnine lev u'misamchei nefesh. Ein ma la'asot. Metziyut uvda, Baruch Hashem, hodu l'Adonai ki tov, ki lam chasdo, b'miyuchad hayom b'rosh chodesh. Shamanu et zeh b'tfilat ha'alel. אמרנו את ההודו, ברוך השם, ויש תמיד סיבות להודות, אבל במיוחד כשנכנסים לראש חודש אדר, מתמלאים בשמחה, ואין שמחה אמיתית אלא שמחת התורה. ברוך השם, ראינו את היסוד הגדול שיצדנו בשיעור הזה. בשיעורים האלו, שוב, על פי דברי, אני לא לוקח את הקרדיט לעצמי, אני בטל ומבוטל כהפרעה דהרעה, אלא על פי תורת מורינו ורבינו, הגאון הגדול המופלא והמופלג, שלשמו ולזכות אהבת כל נפש, רב דוב צאצל, the idea of zocher בלב, the idea of remembering Amalek, is not just merely a detached memory, knowledge, but rather something that is, creates a matzav, creates a state of being, you're poil on yourself, that you're actively feeling this sinna neged Amalek for what they did to us. And if the circumstances are correct, this brings to a taitzah, this brings to an outcome, to a pu'ula of the Maisa Melchoma. So we've been discussing this yisod at length. We saw niflos, Baruch Hashem. I'm so gratified. Okay, can't talk too long about how happy I am about this. We're just going to go right there, and we're going to praise Hashem that we're able to have learned what we already learned, and that we're able to go right there, and that we should just be going right there, right there. Ruchnis and Gashmis just keep stagging. עכשיו אפשר ליישב את הקושיה של הקרן אורה. למי שזוכר, מי ששמע, in the last year, at the end of the year, we had a shtickle history lesson, and we learned about the life and times of the Keren Ora. Baruch Hashem. So we're not going to review that again. You can listen to that. It's recorded. Baruch Hashem. The miracles of modern technology. One day I will die, but I hope that the recordings will never. And I hope that the day doesn't come anytime soon, our rabbis say. We're doing our best. We try to eat, sleep, exercise, say our prayers. You know, everything you got to do to stay alive. So, my rabbis say, we can answer the kasha of the Keren Oira according to the Shittas that Zohar of Amalek, remembering Amalek, is a mitzvah d'oiraisa of Kriyas HaTorah b'tzibur. Ani eten lechem rishima k'tzara v'tamsitit shel mekorot, aval yesh harbe harbe shedanim bazeh, tosfot brachot yud gimel lamed alef, dibur matchil b'lashon, tosfot megillah yud zayin, dibur matchil kol haTorah rashba ritva sham b'megillah yud zayin, rosh בברכות מ"ז, שולחן ערוך תרפ"ה באורח חיים, בבית יוסף שם, תרומת הדשן בסימן ק"ח, ועוד ועוד ועוד. So explains the Keren Oira that the reason is because the Zechira is a Kiyum Mitzvah Milchama, which is a Mitzvah Mutelas Al Tzibur. The Zechira is a fulfillment of the mitzvah to wage war, which is a mitzvah that is incumbent upon the community. And because of this, the Chiyuv Zechira is also a mitzvah that is incumbent on the community. Since the Milchama, the Zechira is for the sake of Milchama, which is a mitzvah mutelas al tzibur, so too the Chiyuv Zechira is on the Tzibur. And on this he asked that we have a Havamin in the Gemara. What was the Havamin in the Gemara? That the Zechira is belave. It's merely in the heart. So it's Pashat, and then it's not a mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah, Tzibur, is not Shaykh belave. Try that one. So we see that it's not a Mechayiv of Zechira B'Tzibur. So we start off the Brirat HaMechdal, the default position of the Gemara Sorry, it took me a moment. I had to go to Google Translate. I have this amazing thing in my brain called Google Translate. I was born with it. Amazing. I mean, with the capacity. But unfortunately, I didn't develop it very well. I only have it in 2.5 languages. But if I would have developed it more, I could have, my father has it in 7 languages. And I had an uncle, he passed away, he knew like 12 languages. So they had Google Translate in their brains. In any event, the default position, Rabbi say, of Zechira is Belev. All right? And that's not Betzibur. There's no Mechayev of Zechira Betzibur. So how then does the Gemara know? What gives the Gemara the right, the gumption, to go Chazer now and say that since it's Bepeh, not only is it Bepeh, but it's also a Din Betzibur. So we're not mishanim et ha-mikum shel ha-mitzvah, et ofen kiyum ha-mitzvah, dehainu ma'avirim et zeh, mitchum ha-lev letchum ha-peh, ela marchikim lechet od yoter, ve'omrim, that now originally it was a din yochid, and now it's a din tzibur. We go not only from the mouth to from the heart to the mouth, but from the individual to the community. Ve'ech zeh yechol liyot? Ech zeh yechol liyot? Aval lefi dvareinu, mefuar heitev, שלפי אהב אמינא, שהוא בלב, לא נקטינן כלל מצווה במעשה הזכירה. In אהב אמינא, we had a certain conception of the mitzvah. What was our conception of the mitzvah? There was no concrete maisa zechira. It's just putting yourself in a matziv of sin, as we discussed. And that certainly only applies to the individual, every individual, bashiru. And that's only belev. However, lefi amaskone, that we learn that zochar is bepeh. In other words, it's a mitzvah, maise zechire, b'ze ikara mitzvahi, lemaise hamevi lidei tachlis shel eve. So now we have that there's an active maise mitzvah. What's the active maise mitzvah? To speak, to verbalize the maise amalek. And what's that supposed to do for us? That's supposed to bring us to a state of war. If you're a yachid, there's no melchama for a yachid. But with the moment we say that it's a mitzvah, bepeh, it means that you are doing something concrete in our physical world to arouse this eva, so that it brings something concrete in the physical world. What is that? Melchama. And melchama is a din tzibur. In other words, the second you say that it goes from something emotional to something concrete, so it's also not far to say that there is also going to be a din melchama, which is also something concrete, but tzibur, something concrete in the world. And memela the kriya is going to be but tzibur, because we're saying that it's something concrete in the physical world, that you're actually speaking out, you're verbalizing this sinna for Amalek. And this sinna is supposed to bring you, like the Rambam says, supposed to bring you to war. And the war is a davar shebetzibur. War is something communal. So memela, the mitzvah, is a becomes a communal mitzvah. Rambam writes, mitzvah say the Abed Zecher Amalek and Timcha Zecher Amalek. Mitzvah say Liskor Tamin Ma'aseh V'Rem Barvatik Deil Orei V'Aseh. So we have to Mimor the Eva to bring to the Yibud of Amalek. So Mela, since it's a concrete physical mitzvah, so it also makes sense it's going to be B'tzibur. It's going to be Kriya B'tzibur because the Melcham is B'tzibur. So that's how we go from it being a Davar Shebiyachad to a Davar Shebetzibur. Second, you say it's something concrete in the physical world. That means it's supposed to bring to the concrete physical manifestation of Mulchama. And that's a davar shebetzibur. So memela, the zechira, kriyas haTorah, the gam betzibur. V'chein, Chayel al zedin b'sefer dafka min haTorah. And also we have a din that it has to be written on parchment. You can look in the Pu'ula HaSasachir on the Maisa Rav and Oiskuf Lamed Gimel. And the Keren Ora writes, they learn from the Pasuk, K'sov Zo Zikaron B'Sefer, like we see in the Gemara in Megillah, 18a, this Yalfusa, this Limud, with respect to the fact that Kriyas HaMegillah Ba'al Peh, Lo Yatza, because we have Gzei Rishav of Zikaron Zikaron, the Pasuk of Zikaron B'Sefer, so it can't be Baal Peh. It has to be B'Sefer. Just like there Zikaron is B'Sefer, here the Zikaron is also B'Sefer. So, Gam al zeh yikshe, Shoel HaKeren Ora. And the Havim in the Gemara, it's only B'Lev. So how's it Shaykh to have a Din Sefer? How can the word of a Havim mean it's B'Lev? It's a Din Sefer. Mashiach Din Sefer. Tshuva, kanal, shelefi havamin ein klal din zikaron loy bepeh veloy belev. Ubal kochenu zikaron b'sefer lav lekiyum mitzvah zikaronu, achrei deleka klal hay mitzvah. Rak lemaskana de zachar bepeh v'ikum mitzvah zikaron. Shaper Yalfin and Mikra, the Haim Mitzvah Zikaron Teva Sefer Bet Sibur. Now, this is all in the Havamin Enechinami, it's not Shaykh that it should be on a Sefer. In the Havamin, all it is you're putting, you're in a matziv, you're putting yourself in this matziv of Sinna. But Lamaskana, there's a concrete Mitzvah of Zikaron. There's a concrete in the physical world Mitzvah of Zikaron. So too, that's where we have the maskana. There's also a k'sov zikaron b'sefer. It also has to be in a book. It also has to be something in the physical world, not just in the world of emotions. So we have the din of b'sefer. We have the din of zikaron. Nifla, Rambam v'osafotav al mitzvot. Rambam, mitzvasei Zion writes as a mitzvasei. What's written in the pasuk? Zechor es asher asal Hashem alakecha la Miriam b'derech b'tzeischem mitzrayim. Remember what the Lord did to Miriam on the way when you left Egypt. And this is a mitzvah essay in order that we should be misrachik miloshen hore. Be'evi shem devrei Torat Kohanim al pasuk hazeh. Yechol b'lev, as we visham et haTorat Kohanim, I might think that the mitzvah zechiras ma'aseh Miriam, not to speak that we should distance ourselves from lashon hara, is b'lev. Kshu omer yishmer b'neged tzarat l'shmor me'od, harei shmirat alev amur. Then v'ar mizeh shu mitzvat asei. So I might think it's b'lev. So now we have another pasuk that's b'lev. So here we have a mitzvah essay. To remember the Maase of Miriam. B'peh. Ve'en shemot shekatav. Mitzvah tasei mikra d'zachor et asher k'tzavt Hashem lokecha b'midbar. Remember how you got angry in the desert. Dvarim chapter 9 verse 7. Shegam hazeh ketuv b'Torat Kohanim yachol b'peh. Shu omer lo tishkach. No, Osishkach, you already have it. Gamken. Todavar, ze mitzvah to say, to verbalize what Hashem was, how you were makhtif of Hashem in the midbar. Just like Zechir is Maisa Molek and Zorchazem Shabbos Lakacho. Like we saw in the previous shir from the Torah's Koyanim. Vayen Sham b'magen Avraham. שאומנם הניח בצורך עיון דברי הרמב״ם, שלא הביאים למצוססי אחרי שכן הוא להדיע בתורת כהנא מנהל. וקרן אור השם קוסר, דקבל שלא נזכר מזה בשס בסוגת המגילה, בא כוחנו לשס, דזוכר זה היינו בלב, ושמחי ישמיתו הרמב״ם. וכך לצבור צחיים אינו מובן. וגם אם הוא בלב, אבל הם מצסי לחיב לב מייס. ומה הייתם לא למצסי למצסי לחיב זכור בלב? So in Avram doesn't understand the Rambam. Why does the Rambam not bring the mitzvah of remembering my Samaria, remember how we got God angry in the desert against the Taras Kehanim? The Rambam should have brought it. Chazal brought it. Why doesn't the Rambam bring it? So the Keren Ora writes that since the Gemara and Megillah doesn't mention it, so it must be that the Gemara is holding that it's not Pipet, it's Belev. And that's why the Rambam omitted it, and so writes the Artes Chaim and Siman Aleph that we alluded to in a that we referenced in a previous year. But this is very difficult to understand. Even if it's Belev, but it's still a mitzvah belave. So bring it as a chiyuv zachar belave. Ram doesn't bring it at all. See also in the Sefer B'nei Sashar, in Ma'amore Chodesh Iyo, Maimer Milchama Lashem, Maimer Gimel Ois Tes. Interesting, Moreno Rabbeinu, upon whom these shirim are based, very seldom brings from Chassidish Sfarim. Bring from Chassidim, like the Shulchan Aruch Harav, but in Halachic Sfarim, here he brings from one of the Spitz Chassidish Sfarim ever. B'nei Yisoschar, Maimer Chodesh Adar, Maimer Mocham Al Hashem, Gimel Ostes. He's also Tamei on the Rambam, and the Ramban. Ramban should have made these mitzvahs also into to Los Asseis. Like the mitzvah of Amalek. The mitzvah of Amalek, Ramban holds are two mitzvahs, an essay and a lois essay. So why not by Zechiras Maisa Miriam? Also make it an essay and a lois essay. Lois essay is Shmira, Ishamer, Ishamer is a lois essay. Same with getting God angry in the desert. Ayin Shal Masha Kosev Bezeh. אבל לפי דברינו נראה דאילו היה כל אלו בלב, הרי אינו מצוות זכירה להצהרה על עשייה נגד המתחייב מהמצב הבא על ידי הידיעה של מייסה מיליאם. What did we say in the previous shiurim? We said that what is the מחייב? What is the מחייב of this we spoke out a lot of the Los Asse, if it's Belev. The Mechayev is not to do against it. Not to do against what you are thinking in your heart. So if you're Mevat, like we saw by Abbas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, if you're too involved in Tanugas Olam Hazeh, you're over in Abbas Hashem. Because the Abbas Hashem tells you, don't do that. So by being too involved in the pleasures of this world, for the sake of pleasure, food for the sake of food, vacations for the sake of vacations, houses for the sake of houses, and you're mevatel this mitzvah. Same thing with Yira, you could have done an Avera and you didn't remember that God is watching. Mevatel the mitzvah of Yira. Here also you have the opportunity to kill an Amalek and you don't. You're not allowed to do against what's mischayev balev. Ashara la siya, it's a warning against doing what's mischayev, what is mandated, what is obligated, what is compelled from this situation that comes through the idea. So if there's a Maisa Miriam, then what's the Azhara not to forget Maisa Miriam? Not to do against that. What's going against them remembering the Maisa Miriam? Speaking Lashon Hara. V'im kene yaze lav al dibu Lashon Hara. V'kevan shekvar nimna lav b'Lashon Hara. Rega, rega, rega. Yesh lanu kvar lav b'Lashon Hara. Ain lechoshvo lelav b'minyan ha-mitzvahs אחרי שכבר נחשב במניין לב זה. We don't count it as a lav because we already have a lav, like the Rambam writes, ב'אריכוס בספר המצווס בשורש התשיעי. ומשום כך, צדק הקרן אורה, די ובלייב, אין לחושבי כלל. Like the Karen Ira writes, if it would be belayed, we're not going to count it. I would say the Kash of the Magen Avram. Why does the Rambam not bring the Mitzvah Sase? So the Karen Ira writes, it's not brought in the Gemara and Megillah, so it must be that it's only belayed. Why not bring it if it's belayed, we ask? The answer is, because it's already brought. Zechiras Maisa Miriam is already brought. You already have such a mitzvah of not speaking Lashon Hara. And even the Ramban, Lo kosev lachshu b'chal aminyan ela es ha-mitzvah sasei b'peh l'daitei, al pi divrei ha-Toras Kohanim. So the Ramban only brings the... Includes in the minyan the mitzvah sasei b'peh. We said, why not bring b'lev also? That's the kasha of the B'nai Yisoschar. Why not bring both b'peh and b'lev? So the answer is, because it's already brought down by the Yisra of Lashon Hara. So therefore, we enumerated the minyan ha-mitzvahs by Amalek, we enumerated the minyan ha-mitzvahs of the lav and the essay, but not by Lashon Hara, because the losses say the b'lev part is already accomplished by the lav of speaking Lashon Hara. Gevaldik, so we only bring the essay. So I don't know how this explains the exafta, but we certainly explain the Lashon Hara part. The reason it's enumerated only as a natsay, as losse wouldn't be enumerated if it were just a losse say, and even after it's natsay, it's not enumerated, losse is already counted in the answer of speaking Lashon Hara, which is what Shmira Belev would be. If it would just be a mitzvah shebelev, would be put yourself in a matzav where you're not going to speak Lashon Hara. Don't do against what's mischayv, what you think about in your heart. V'ayim b'minchat chinuch ala mitzvot she'osif haramban, זאת אומרת, המנחת חינוך העיר על המצוות שהוסיף הרמב"ן על הרמב"ם, והוא כתב שלדברי הרמב"ן שיש מצוות עשה, דזכור לגבי לשון הרע, מנחס חינוך כתב שאם יש מצוות עשה of זכור, with regard to לשון הרע, if somebody speaks לשון הרע, he's over on this עשה. This is a מצוות עשה of זכור לגבי לשון הרע. If somebody speaks לשון הרע, besides being over the איסור of לשון הרע, he's also over on this issue. I remember what God did to Miriam. Aval kufi ma she'amarnu, lefi ma she'dibarnu, hadavar tzarich ayun, sheze shayach belav delo tishkach. That's all shayach, this issue of speaking Lashon Hara, in the lav of lo tishkach. You're not allowed to do against this situation, the emotional state you find yourself in, which is remembering the Maisa Miriam. What is doing against that emotional state? The answer is, Zereden Lashon Hara, to speak Lashon Hara is against that state. So that's only the Los Asay part. But with regard to the Asay of Zachar, Avad Agabe Asay Zachor, Hare Kol Anidon L'choshvo L'Asay, Mishum She'enzo Azachar L'Asiyah Neged HaMatzav, Ela Mitzvat Asay Al Maaseh Zechira, Rak Mishum Zavad Asay B'fnei Atzma. The whole nidon, the whole issue, to count it as an essay, is because it's not an azhara. Not to act against the situation in which you find yourself in, but rather, it's a positive mitzvah of a ma'aseh zechira. And only because of that, it's a mitzvah essay b'fnei atzma. And if so, what does that have to do with speaking Lashon Hara? You're a ma'aseh b'peh ma'aseh Miriam. So it's not counted as a mitzvah to not to speak Lashon Hara. You're not over on this when you speak Lashon Hara. Because now that we made it prepare, it means that it's a concrete mitzvah to say what happened to Miriam on the way to Mitzrayim. She got saras because she spoke Lashon Hara. But you're not over on this necessarily when you speak Lashon Hara. So maybe the Minchas Chinuch is correct. And when you speak Lashon Hara, so maybe this mitzvah includes both. Maybe it includes both elements. Both the concrete remembering of Maisa Miriam, speaking and verbalizing it, and also not to speak Lashon Hara. By Amalek, we have a mitzvah of remembering Maisa Amalek, verbalizing it, besides putting yourself in that matzav. And then, in addition, we also have a mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, a separate mitzvah to destroy Amalek. Maybe here they're both included. The mitzvah of remembering Maisa Miriam and also not speaking Lashon Hara. Choliot. Akoponim, Anachnu Baruch Hashem, Zechinu, להתקדם הרבה בסוגיה, ויש לנו עוד דרך, לא דרך ארוכה מדי, אבל דרך ברוך השם. יש לנו דברים נפלאים, מתוקים מדבש ונופת סופים. וכפי שעשינו בעבר, אני רוצה לעשות את זה גם עכשיו וגם בעתיד בעזרת השם. We mentioned a sefer just to talk a little bit about the history. So we have the sefer we've quoted maybe thousands of times, we've been zeiche, called the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch, one of my dreams was to write a Biurim, be melaked, lots of different biurim, and edit many explanations and chidushim based on the Sefer Minchas Chinuch. There is so much, but maybe not in this life, maybe in a different life. Such a beautiful Sefer. Minchas Chinuch was written by the great rabbi of Yosef Babad. Babad is a Rashi Tevis, Ben of Beis Din. In other words, he's the son of the head judge. Sometimes it's pronounced Babat. As is mentioned in the Hoda'ot, Mehagon, the Okila Kedosha Tarnapol, in the Hamagid Journal, on the 26th of December in 1866. How about that? Because when did the Minchas Chinuch live? He lived from 1801, the 2nd of September in 1801, the 24th of Elul, and he was Nifter on the 24th of Elul in the year 1874. So he lived for exactly 73 years. He was a Rav and a Posek in Galicia. Galicia is land in the south and central of Europe, which is split up today between the Ukraine and Poland. That's Galicia. And this Rav Yosef Babad is known primarily for his monumental sefer, Minchas Chinuch. He was born in 1801 in Pshivorsk, in Galicia, to the Rav of the city, Rabbi Moshe. His grandfather was Rabbi Yeshua Heschel Babad, the Rav of Tarnopol, the author of the Tshuvas Sefer Yehoshua. From the time he was young, he was a big masmid, and he was kishoni me'od. His first marriage, he was married to the sister of the great Goin Reb Chaim Halberstam of Tzanz. I recently picked up my new copy of the Divrei Chaim, very, very exciting event in my life. So he was married to the sister. He was a shvugger, as they say in Spanish, with the Tzanzer Rebbe, Hagoyin HaGadol, Echad Migdolei Hador, Reb Chaim Halberstam. After Nebuch, she was Nifter. He married the daughter of Rabbi David Hagar, the son of Rabbi Menachem Mendel Mikosov. So he was a Miyased of Chasidus Zvaltov and its first Admor. And he wrote the Sefer Tzemach David. So she was the daughter of Rabbi David Hagar of Zvaltov, who was the son of Rabbi Nachum Mendel of Kosov, which was a Hasidus in eastern Galicia. And the father of this Shoshelis is Rabbi Nachum Mendel Hagar, the Avos Shalom. And from this Hasidus came Vizhnitz, which was established by Rabbi Nachum Mendel, the grandson of the founder of the Shoshelis. And today, the descendant is Rabbi Shraga Faivush Hagar in Borough Park. So if you want Kosov, you have to go to Borough Park, which is awesome. Borough Park, you can do your shopping, you can do a lot of great stuff in Borough Park. Anyway, the Menchas Chinuch of Babad was served in the cities of Hoskov, Zavrej, Saniatan. You know, it's much easier in America. You know, he's in Charleston, he's in the Five Towns, he's in Englewood, Passaic, and Tinek. Here they have a Zelech Hasot Nomen, Zavraj, Saniatan, Horodnike. So, okay, so we're Americans, these just have American pronunciations. In the year 1857, he was 56 years old, he was appointed as the Rav of Tarnopol, where his grandfather, Rabbi Yeshua Heschel, was the Rav, and that's where he served until the end of his life. He was very close Chassidus Rebbes, Bikar, to his Shvugur, Reb Chaim Halberstam. They were even Chavrusis for a long time. And people don't know this, that the Menchas Chinuch was a Chassid. He was a Chassid of Rav Tali Rapshitzer. But the Menchas Chinuch was a Chassid. People sometimes knock on Chassidus, you know, they're not Tamid Chachamim, whatever. Whatever some people say. But you see, Gane Goinim, Goine Goinim, who are Rebbes. Besides Rav Chaim Halberstam was a Gan HaGoyinim, and the Baal HaTanya was a Gan HaGoyinim, and the Tzemach Tzedek was a Gan HaGoyinim, and the Menchas Chinuch was a Gan HaGoyinim, all the Chassidishers, a lot. I'm just giving a few examples. He was also friends with a non-Chassidisher, one of the Gedolei Ador, Yosef Shalom Notins, and the Baal HaSholem Meshiv. He also went to other Tzaddikim, besides going to Rav Naftali Ravshitzer. He also went to Rav Shimon Miruslav, the Miyased of Chassidus Yaroslav, and the Sar Shalom of Belz, Rav Shalom Rokach. It's called their Erste Rav. He was the Rav of the city of Belz from the year 1817 until his passing. And he died on the day of his birth. Chof Dalet Elul, Tof Reish Lamed Dalet, 1874, as we mentioned. And he left 7 children. And when he died, one of them, and his sons returned to Chum, and one of them filled his shoes, as the Rav of Tarnopol, Rav Shimon Babad. Who wrote comments on his father's Sefer. Afterwards, the son of Rabbi Shimon, Rav Yeshua Heschel. Another son was Rav Yosef. Another son of Rabbi Yosef, the Menchas Chinuch, was Rav Moshe, who was the Rav in Saniatin. And he's most famous for his Menchas Chinuch. And the Sefer is quoted just thousands of, you know, hundreds of thousands of times all over the place. And they say that they're, who's in the Menchas Chinuch's family? Very interesting family members. He has Noshim, Ketanim, Avodim, Tumtums, and Androgynouses, because he's always talking about those, what's in the case of a womb, what's the din of a katan, what's the din of a tumtum, what's the din of an androgynous? And talks a lot about what's the din of Bnei Noach. Talks about every mitzvah except mitzvah Chaf Hei, mitzvah Munah Mitzias Hashem. Talks a lot about what a chote has to do if he's over on these mitzvahs and he wants to do tshuva. Brings a lot of hechatimtzes, what would be in this case, what in that case, case. Another member of his family is a Chatzi Eved and a Chatzi Ben Chayrin. Talks a lot about what a Chatzi Eved and a Chatzi Ben Chayrin do. Sometimes even a Chatzi Kohen, Chatzi Yisrael, or Eishes Eliyahu. A lot of times he leaves things as a Tzarech Iyun. What his goal was is just to, you know, get the person to start thinking. He didn't engage in long pilpulim. That's why maybe one of the reasons people like him so much, because he gives a reason, he gives an opening to talk more. He just throws out the ha'ara and then he gets you thinking and say, oh, maybe like this and maybe like that. So, numerous form were written on the Minchas Chinuch, the Minchas Solas, written by Rav David Tzvi Zeman, the Av Beis Din of Dukla, two volumes printed before the Holocaust. Third volume published by his grandson, the great Gaon Rav Pinchas Herbstreit, the Av Beis Din of Montreal, with his own Ha'aris. And we have the Shiari Mincha of Moshe Mordechai Steger, the Av Beis Din of Radlov. Chelek Aleph was published by Yisrael Yaakov Steger, Chelek Beis by his grandson Yitzchak Stiglitz. Also a series of Eifa by Rav Shmuel Akiva Margolius, Yafa Schlesinger, the Av Beis Din of Strasbourg. And they have Kuntz Yosei Ha'aris from Rav Shach, Kuntz Yosei Ha'aris from Tzvi Pesach Frank, Kuntz Yosei Ha'aris from Rav Vosner. Mechon Yerushalayim has the incredible Shulei HaMincha at the bottom of the Mincha, which is loads and loads of Ma'ar Makomos. And Sefer Patuch LaKol, Kol Echad Yichol La'ayen B'zeh. They have all it all typed out in a computer print on the Safari website. And you can get it on HebrewBooks.org. And in just about any base medrash you walk into, any serious base medrash, they have a set of Minchas Chinuch, and every serious Ben Torah has a Minchas Chinuch at home, just about. So we're zochah to this incredible Sefer that isn't just important for its own existence, but the amount of Torah that it spawned is breathtaking. So, here are a few words on the Minchas Chinuch and its great Mechaber, Yosef Babad. And it's beautiful to talk about our heroes, our superstars, and Yemitz Hashem, as far as our discussion of the mitzvah of Maisa Malek, that will continue, please God, in the next segment. Believe Nether, we have amazing Torah to talk about. אני מודה לכם מאוד שהאזנתם, ואני מקווה שיהיה לכם יום מתוק ונעים, ובעזרת השם עוד נמשיך. תודה רבה רבה. שלום שלום. אהוביי, ידידיי, מוריי ורבותיי.